As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Ah, yes, the sun is arising, folks, right over Missouri, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Thursday, March the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web. I'm on the web. Everyone is on the web. www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info, a couple little websites to check out today. My name is William Roberts, and I've got, well, I'd like to say good news, but I've got news, hard facts, and workable solutions once again for you today. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you've found the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. We keep looking for that more and more freedom and less tyranny as we move into the 21st century. Well, anyway, interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, or simply pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Want to chew me out? Want to give me a different perspective? I've gotten some very interesting emails recently, but you can send me an email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org, and I'll be glad to get them, and I'll respond to all that I receive, too. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you, too, can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, the Big Mo. It's sunny overhead today. It's warming up a little bit. The grass is starting to grow, and oh my God, I'm going to have to start my lawnmower and go through all that again. Hate that. Don't like that. Not a lawn boy. Anyway, those websites again are www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And the Oracle chat room is open. Gold is losing its luster, perhaps. Price too high. We'll go into that. Take a look at it. The jobless claims continue to rise as more and more Americans lose their jobs. We'll cover that one, too. We might look at part 9, Fabian equality, too much government. Is government regulation killing us, strangling the very life out of America? We'll go there. Check it out. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for today, Thursday, March the 26th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up $9.30, trading at $943.10. Silver was up 19 cents, trading at $13.70. Platinum was up again also today, $36, trading at $1,157 per ounce. Palladium up $13, trading at $222 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday at 7,749.81, up 89.84 points. The NASDAQ closed yesterday at 1,528.95, up 12.43. The USDX, the dollar index, currently trading off about 6 basis points at 83.70. We'll pick it up on the other side and continue today's broadcast. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Ryan Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and welcome back to the Thursday, March the 2006-2009 broadcast. What did I say? Thursday, March 26, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Yes, indeed. That's what I think I tried to say. Anyway, my name is William Roberts. We're going into the news, hard facts, workable solutions, and the previous segment, we went into some of the market reports back again. Let's look at them briefly one more time. As of 9 o'clock a.m., 1 hour ago, New York City time, gold was trading up $9.30 to $943.10 an ounce. Silver was up 19 cents to $13.70, and platinum was up $36, $1,157. Palladium was up $13 to $22. So things are looking pretty good, getting off to a fairly good start in the markets today. Crude oil up $1.12 a barrel. Who wants to hear that bad news, huh? When it goes up, it's not a happy day. $53.89. Some people say crude oil really ought to be trading somewhere between $50 and $80 a barrel, and so I guess it's going into their desire. I would rather see it somewhere in the neighborhood of free. But that's my opinion. In the spot market today, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $931.10 for the lows, $946.80 for the high. So you're looking at about a $15 spread in there. It's a pretty good start for today. Most of that spread is going up. So far this morning, it looked pretty grim overnight. Checked it about 11 o'clock last night before I went to Betty Buy, and things were looking pretty stable, pretty low, pretty stable. But it's kind of creeping back up, and now we've got a upward move. Where will it go today? I don't know. But right now, it's up $5 over where it was last year at this time for a 0.53% or a half a percentage point increase year to year. That market's going to close in 7 hours. Here are the foreign exchange rates for today, just in case you were interested in taking a trip someplace. But most importantly, because as we hear continually in the market reports every day, we're looking at this idea of trading in a basket of currencies. Of course, if you've been listening to these broadcasts, you know there's nothing new in that. Ever since the International Monetary Fund came on the scene, we've been dealing with baskets of currencies. I certainly don't need a basket to carry my currencies around in. Get a money in one pocket and money in the other pocket, but that's about it. Nevertheless, the foreign exchange rates for today. The Canadian dollar is trading about 82 cents. It's coming up a little bit. All the currencies that I'm going to give you here are going up a little bit, but these are tiny, tiny little fractions. But it's unbelievable the impact that these little tiny, tiny fractions have in the marketplace. The Canadian dollar, again, 82 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, 7 cents U.S. You have to fill your pockets up with pesos there. Euros, $1.36 U.S. will buy you a euro. It'll take you $1.46, almost a buck and a half, to get into a British pound. Anyway, those numbers are all moving up a little bit. Some of the various baskets of currencies are down. Some of the currencies are down. But all the ones that we're paying attention to on this broadcast are up a little bit on the day. Let's take a look and see what's happening over Mumbai way. You know, Mumbai kind of got on the news there when they had that shoot up. They're still in the news. They're in the news again today. This out of Reuters, March 26. Gold exports ooze from India, world's biggest buyer. We've talked about that before. India, this is off Reuters. India, normally the world's top gold importer. Important. Pay attention. Underline. Highlight. India, normally the world's top gold importer, may have turned a net exporter in the last few months as Indians melt down their jewelry to catch high prices. India imported no gold at all in February for the first time. And traders say it probably won't again in March. That ought to be a red flag. That ought to raise one up, you know, put it up on the tote board, write it in magic marker on your refrigerator door. India has not imported any gold for all of February and probably won't be all of March and, can we say, April. In fact, gold now appears to be seeping out of India in the form of gold coins, which allows big traders to skirt restrictions on exports, a trend that underscores the resistance to spot gold prices, challenging last year's all-time high at $1,030.80. So even though the gold investment community may be looking at gold as being, oh boy, let's see it go over, 2,000, let's see it go over 4,000, 5,000, 10,000, as it does so, it's going to move further and further and further away from the common hand and into deeper and deeper and deeper pockets. And so let's pay attention as this happens. Here's a quote. In February and March, many people have exported gold, about 6 tons. Catch that number. Keep it in mind. 6 tons may have gone out in February and March, said a senior member of a large trade association of Mumbai's gold hub, Zaveri Bazaar. As Indian prices fell below global rates, an arbitrage opened for traders. Stuck with high stocks in a domestic market awash with gold as scrap sales surged as much as fourfold. So they're looking at this funny money paper stocks, and they're looking at these stacks of broken jewelry and scrap gold, unwanted trinkets and things. And they're saying, well, let's just melt all this down and put it on the market. Cover some of the losses that they're having in their paper assets. Here's a quote, we exported 100 kilograms. Now, that's not very much. 100 key, that's 200-some pounds, 200.2 pounds, something like that, 100 key kilograms. Kilos for the first time last month. It was just enough to make a small profit, close quote, the head of a large trading house in New Delhi said. The dramatic reversal in gold partly explained why world prices have been stuck at the below $950 an ounce mark for the past month, despite continued heavy investment in exchange-traded funds and several bouts of risk aversion. You know, we talk about risk aversion, you know, investors flight to a safe haven, risk aversion. It's basically a bunch of boilerplate for the economic analysts. This is the kind of things they write often. As I said before, whenever gold goes up, they take out the gold goes up file and get all their stock phrases. And whenever gold goes down, they get out their gold goes down file and get out all their stock phrases. And then they just cut, copy, and paste these articles together. But there is something else happening here. There's a couple of things happening here. One of them is that India is not buying. And for years and years and years, I have heard all of the various gold brokers, the gold dealers, the gold sellers, you know, they always talk about, well, the wedding season is coming in the East. Wedding season is coming in the East. Yeah, it's coming in the East, but they're not buying gold this time around. They're looking at something else. They're looking at other things. Gold for them may be just a little bit beyond the reach of Joe Average Man. Let's go into this just a little bit more here. It says, it may also pinpoint the pain threshold for the Indian consumers. And it's probably keeping a whole bunch of people in the United States out of the market as well, as we have to make our decision between, folks, shall I fill up another tank full of diesel in my Cummins turbo diesel powered pickup truck, or will I eat this month? I certainly have nothing left over. There won't be any investing this month. Much to it, my friends. Much to it indeed. We'll be back. Stay with us here on the Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
And we have returned once again, and I will address the question in the chat room right now. You know, people ask a lot, is lead valuable? Does lead have value? Is it, you know, is it a marketable item? Absolutely. Absolutely. It also is an unusual item because the greeny weenies are afraid of it, you know. They see lead and they just go into terror. Absolute terror, you know, backing up, backing away, making the sign of the cross and all the other things, you know, holding their willow wands and things. Lead is a valuable commodity. And if you are Johnny on the spot and get yourself a couple of 5-gallon pails, of course, you're not going to be able to come home with 5-gallon pails. Maybe you could take 1-gallon buckets, but you might run round to the various tire shops in your area. I've done that, and I found that in the back, they usually have 55-gallon drums lined up against a wall someplace with all of the used wheel weights in there. And they would just be all together all the more happy if you would take a couple of buckets of that hazardous waste out of their building. And if you bring that stuff home and do a little homework, you can put together a small melting system, a melting pot, old cast iron Dutch oven, for instance, maybe something that has a cracked lid, put a fire going outside or something. You don't want to do it indoors, son. This isn't something you want to do children at home unless you have supervision, not for children. But you can melt down lead, wheel weights, and you skim off the dross. The dross is all of the politicians that float. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. The dross is all of the bankers. I didn't mean to say that. All the Jesuits. I didn't mean to say that. All the Jews. No, I didn't mean to say that. You just scoop off all the dross. The dross floats up to the top and leaves the pure base metals below. Of course, it's not going to be a pure base metal. Wheel weights are a combination between plumber's lead, if you will, real lead, PB lead, and antimony quite frequently, and they add the antimony as a hardening agent. Now, antimony is a crystalline mineral, very difficult to reduce from crystal into, yet takes a tremendous heat to bring it down to a liquid. But when it's been admixed into lead, that antimony is in there as well. So anyway, when you melt off the wheel weights, all of the little metal clips and all of the road garbage and all the trash and the grease and all that, that all floats up and crystallizes on the top, and you just skim that off. That's skimming off the dross, and you can pitch that out. But what you're left with is lead, molten lead and antimony. And molten lead and antimony is a pretty good mix for bullets. Anybody that wants to make bullets, that's a good place to start. But you can also just pour it off, and if you have like a, oh, I don't know, you could probably use one of those cornbread molds. You know, they're like a pot metal or a cast iron cornbread mold. It's got the shape of a corn cob in them. Or you can go the expensive route and get fancy molds from Lee or any of the other Midway, any of the other reloading supplies. Hoppies maybe has some. But you can buy molds. And you can make a half ounce and 1 ounce ingots, if you will, out of lead. And you can stack them up and store them up. And if it comes a time in this country where we actually have a real problem, that lead in ingot form might be very valuable. Especially if, you know, you have any access to reloading equipment, you might even get involved with making and casting bullets. But all of that, the caveat emptor and all of that is, as you huff up a bunch of that lead fumes and you're going to go into a pre-Alzheimer's, it can affect your brain. So make precious sure that you do it in a very well-ventilated area. Wear a respirator or keep a fan blowing across the top of your pot and have the fan blowing downwind of where you're standing. Let's go back to this export gold exports oozing from India article. And thanks for that question. It was a good one and it needed to be addressed. I appreciate your asking it. Okay, so back in here again, we also might be seeing or pinpointing the pain threshold for the Indian customers. Again, this is not the Cherokee, the Comanche, the Sioux, no, not at all. This is the East Indians. They're the people that wear the little dot in the forehead sometimes. It may also pinpoint the pain threshold for Indian consumers, as well as the potential for changing retail behavior in a rapidly developing country. Now, this is important. Pay attention in here. One that may be increasingly sensitive to high prices as the world battles recession. Here's a quote. there has been some degree of change in taste, both in terms of what kind of jewelry people want to buy and also changes in consumer spending priorities, with other things starting to feature on people's wish lists, said Philip Klapwicki, chairman of the London-based research firm GFMS Limited. In 2008, gold imports had almost halved, or gone in half, to 396 tons, the lower end of the typical annual imports of 400 to 800 tons, that have prevailed even as population and incomes in India rose steadily. Now, here's the key. India's central bank restricts the trade of bullion to prevent it from affecting the partially convertible rupee. But value-added gold, such as jewelry or coins, can be exported. Though the exports do not evade the government's rules, there is secrecy surrounding them because the gold coins would be used by the buyer as bullion, what the government wants to avoid. Here it is, quote, "This is not a normal sale. It is a disguised arrangement to export bullion," close quote, analyst Nayan Pansari, who works with the jewelry export houses, said. Here's another quote from him. "Most of the coins that are being exported would most likely get melted and turned into another form, possibly jewelry," close quote. The motive here, the motive is simple. It's profit. The discount for Indian gold futures versus spot global prices widened to 500 rupees, or about 10 bucks, per 10 grams when gold struck an all-time high of 16,040 rupees, or $317 per 10 grams, on February the 20th, well above the 150 rupee gap that makes exports viable. So we're picking up another thread in here, understanding that the East Indians are not importing gold, they're exporting gold, and they're selling their jewelry and anything they can get into the marketplace. On Thursday, the local market had a discount of 100 rupees over the foreign prices, with the April contract trading at 15,230 rupees, or about 300 bucks. When the market is at a discount, you can see exports, says independent analyst Bhagrav Vaida. Now, here's another bit. Gold is just too expensive. Indians, whose culture encourages them to put their savings into gold. What? How come they're a little bit more intelligent than the Western civilization here? How come they're a little bit more bright than most Americans? Indians, again, and again, these are East Indians, not the Arapaho or the Athabascan. Indians, whose culture encourages them to put their savings into gold, are being put off by the soaring prices and a slowing economy, while the metal has also slipped down the list of priorities. And then it goes on, talks about the rupee. Economic growth of 5.3% in the December quarter was India's slowest month since the March quarter of 2003. While the country is far from recession, interesting, India is far from recession while the United States is schlepping along in it. I guess if you have a large population that holds gold, you can put off those recessions, maybe. Analysts say growth is grinding down to a level that threatens jobs and more poverty. Here's a quote. "The next 2 years will be a difficult period for their economy," said Pansari. "There will be nervousness, and there may not be a big increase in gold demand." So you have all these people getting nervous over there. As urbanization gathers pace, listen carefully, as urbanization gathers pace, I'll repeat it, as urbanization gathers pace, gold has also been pushed down the shopping lists of some of the middle-class Indians in favor of real estate or appliances like air conditioners and washing machines. One would have to say that the controlled media and the advertising councils and the chambers of commerce, or I should say it in French, chambres de commerce, they seem to be working, taking them away from gold, and they're putting them into trinkets. We'll be right back.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, there's many different ways to go about preserving the wealth, or preserving your wealth, preserving and protecting the value of your savings, those Federal Reserve notes that just seem to be cluttering up your sock drawer, all those digits that seem to be cluttering up your checkbook or your savings account. If that's the case, some people have no problem with that kind of clutter. In fact, they're scratching around in the car ashtray trying to find pennies. But if you are concerned and you're not in the marketplace or don't have a deep enough pocket to touch gold, even though you can buy fractional gold, you know, you can get them down to 10-ounce pieces and things like that, silver ounces, silver rounds, things like that. But there are other things out there, and one of those things out there is tobacco. I don't know whether we've already passed the cutoff date or not, but the heinous batards have passed an additional egregious taxation against cigarettes. It goes the same way as prohibition. We're going to get into that in the later part of the broadcast. But nevertheless, there are a great number of people across the United States of America and around the world that do indeed, in fact, enjoy and or are just simply hooked, desperately so, to that nasty weed, tobacco. It has health-giving properties, it has medicinal properties, and in certain religious ceremonies, I guess, it has a benefit as well. I like to look towards the tribes and the reservations and see if we can't get something like Skydancer or one of the other varieties of organically grown, chemical-free tobaccos. And if you buy it directly from the reservation, if you will, you can bypass a considerable amount of expense and get a smoke for a pretty good price. And of course, when all H falls apart and comes all over the place, there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be looking at, you know, $35 a carton for cigarettes and say, my God, where am I going to find some smokes, you know? And so you might be able to do a little bit of bargaining and bartering with a bag of tobacco. You can buy a pound for about $10.50 on the reservations around here, although that might be going up with the new taxes. I don't know whether they're exempt or whether they aren't. We'll have to see on the next visit to Grove. Let's go back into the article again. We're looking at gold just simply being too expensive. And what we brought out was here in East India, as urbanization gathers pace, in other words, as they become more westernized. But, of course, you know, India is like a test tube baby. It's been under British jackboot for so long that the culture there has, it would be very difficult to say that it's anything other than a British colony many generations, you know, in existence. But nevertheless, as urbanization gathers pace, gold is starting to fall away from the list of must-haves for the East Indians, and they're looking at things like real estate, appliances, air conditioners, and washing machines. You could probably add automobiles into that list, but all of the above, with the exception of real estate, appliances, air conditioners, washing machines, blenders, dishwashers, and all of that rot, the garbage disposal, the carburetor, the coffee grinder, and all the, clutter. Let me use that word, clutter, all the clutter that so many homes have in America, all that stuff depreciates in value. It's not gaining in value. You ever tried to sell a used dishwasher? You'd be lucky to get rid of it. In a used washing machine, sometimes at the auctions, you know, they'll go, if they're real clean and they're nice and bright and shiny, they'll go maybe 50% of retail, depending on how old they were. I've got an old Maytag Ringer washer that if it's still over at the farm, I would love to know that. I'm going to need to drive over there and take a peek. But I've got an old Maytag Ringer washer there that's probably as old as I am, works just fine. Anyway, that's not gold, folks. It's something else. And so these people are getting dialogued into this other kind of a consensus. Scrap may be not be enough, this article continues. Droves of Indians rush to profit from the high price by taking trinkets to gold shops for sales, giving a dramatic fill-up to the trade in scraps. We'll go on a little bit further here. India's gold demand is very price elastic, but traditionally purchases are put off to another day, not for good. And I find it hard to believe they will be long-term sellers, said Jonathan Barrett, manager of commodity brokering services in Sydney, Australia. So in other words, most of the East Indians, although they may not like the prices today, doesn't mean they're not going to come back into the gold market when they do like those prices. But will they ever be able to like those prices? Have to ask that question. Only a small amount of recycled gold is coming into the market. It's not enough to meet all of India's gold demand, said BBA Hamish Arora, who's India could still import 400 tons this year. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see, my friend. Analysts said a drop below $900 an ounce could restart gold imports, but only a dramatic fall could see gold imports recover to 800 tons or more. So here we go right back over now, jump into Dubai. I've been following this jewelry thing for some time now, because what we're hearing from the jewelry sector, and you can see these are pretty big hands, if India is indeed in fact, and I can only agree that it most likely is, I can accept that, I don't know whether I can agree with that, I can accept that, based on the various many reports that I've read, but if India is one of the world's greatest gold importers, and their stock and trade is largely jewelry, and if the Dubai jewelry markets are suffering because they don't have the buyers coming in from all around, you know, Dubai is one of the Middle East primary jeweler broker places, and they're not getting the customers. So there's something going on out there, but there's a very large and strong lobbying on the background for lowering the gold prices. So on the one hand, you have the investment community that's looking at securing their portfolios by the addition of the precious metals. And on the other side, you've got the consumers that buy the precious metals and value them for trinket value or decorative value or whatever. And they're wanting lower prices. So you can see that there's a struggle going on. There's a fight out there, and we need to be aware of it. Let's look at some of the rest of this fight, if you will. Precious gold edges up as dollar steadies, the ETFs at a record. This out of Reuters, London, March 26. Gold traded down on Thursday as the dollar steadied against a basket of major currencies, but was supported. This is the first sentence is not true. I'll just drop that. Gold did not trade down. It traded up. So let's go to the next line here. Platinum hits its high of six months and lifted palladium more than 3.5%. That's true. Let's drop down in the article here. This is more important. It really depends on what's going on in the currencies, said Wolfgang Roschbach, head of sales at Heraeus. Here's a quote. Plus, the news on the broad economy and the financial system is what is driving the market at the moment. Investors will be watching closely the final calculation of U.S. fourth quarter growth data due at 12:30 Greenwich Mean Time today to assess how deep the recession is in the world's largest economy. So I haven't found that information yet. It'll probably be released soon, maybe somebody later in the day. Maybe Lee will be able to find it this evening and report on it. But we're looking here at the fourth quarter growth data that's going to be released today. Gold, continuing here, got a boost on Wednesday after U.S. Treasury Timothy Geithner suggested he was open to expanding the use of an IMF currency basket, stoking doubts over the dollar's world's reserve currency. Geithner later said the dollar would keep its status as the top reserve currency for a long time, and the dollar steadied on Thursday against major currencies after wild swings. Now, is the word of Geithner strong enough to keep the dollar up there? I don't think so. I don't think the United States has any credibility in the eyes of the world at all. I think everybody's looking in a different direction, but there's so many people in bed with us, with this dollar, that, it's going to take a little bit to beat the heck out of it and put it away forever. We'll see what happens on that one. Gold is often viewed as an alternate to holding the dollar, rising when the greenback falls. A weaker dollar also makes gold less expensive for holders of other currencies. But as we've seen, I started picking this up and talking about it, I think just about as at the same time or earlier than others, that this delinking was occurring between the USDX and the price of gold. For years and years and years, whenever the USDX would go down, gold would go up. And whenever gold would go, or the DX would go up, gold would go down, but it delinked. It stopped coupling. There was no longer a relationship to it. Now they're just like two different entities that are out there. So that's a little bit interesting to keep track of as well. Once again, analysts were also betting the longer-term effects of a U.S. plan of quantitative easing. Here's that word now. Now they're coming in. They're not even putting it in quotes. Now they're just using it. So in newspeak, quantitative easing, I guess, is just might as well be Keynesian for reckless spending, creating billions and trillions of monies out of nothing. Quantitative easing would be negative for the dollar, which in turn would support bullion. Now let's go into it a little bit more. This is the investment flows slow. The stock rally has dampened demand for gold over the past couple of sessions. Now you read something like that and you think, oh my God, gold is going down. It's, nobody's interested. Demand's going away. You get your handkerchief out, tears, alligator tears, wringing your handkerchief. But remember, it says over the last couple of sessions instead of in the last 2 days. As if 2 days is going to really make a big difference in anything. Hey, we'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we're back once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Again, the call-in number, I rarely give it out, but it is 866-841-1065. It's posted on the homepage, oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, as well as the 512-904-8014 number. And your calls are always welcome. Just going through the various and sundry financial things. Not to say that this is a financial broadcast. I'm not an economist. I have no professional training. I've only read maybe 24 books on the subject and numerous encyclopedia articles. Nevertheless, this is a time of times. This is a time to be paying close attention. This is the time perhaps when our great-grandparents or our grandparents fell asleep in the 1913 area. This is when finances changed, this transition from one century to another. This is the time when the financial hands alter systems. And so we need to be paying real close attention to it. Who knows what we're going to wind up with when these clowns get done, but it's not going to be the same as what we've had. Fortunately, though, the same as what we had would be a bad thing, but I think there are other directions to take it, but government is coming in stronger and stronger. Let's go back here. I want to pay real close attention. I'm tracking this. I'm following it. I hope you're picking up this thread. I've been watching what's happening here in these ETFs, and it's unsettling, to say the least. Let's go into it a little deeper here. It says, people are expecting higher equity prices and less risk environment and some selling on the gold. That probably is not going to change for the time being. This was written by a guy named Rossback. Investment appetite has boosted gold since the start of the year, with holdings in the world's largest exchange-traded funds hitting fresh record highs consecutively. This has been happening since I've been picking up on it. I've been watching, trying to figure out what is happening in the market. What is driving these markets? If the East Indians aren't buying their gold for jewelry and things like that, and if the Dubai jewelry people aren't selling any jewelry over there, and if the premiums are so high and the gold and silver coin are so scarce in the U.S. and elsewhere, and people are trying to snap up anything that they can get in Europe, then what is driving these markets? Why are we seeing these huge swings? Well, it's because there's other hands in the marketplace, and it took me a while to get on the track of this, which is sad in itself because there's so many of these financial analysts out there that don't seem to be talking about it. It's like the 10-ton pachyderm dancing on the, doing pirouettes on the parlor table. I think I've said something like that again, going on further here. But analysts said the pace of the rise was beginning to run out of steam. Is it or is it not? I don't know. I don't think we've seen the same level of investment into the ETFs in the way we've seen earlier this year. Well, yes, that's in some regards quite true. how much available liquid gold is there out there that these guys can suck up? Continuing here is another quote. Gold really hasn't gotten that much pressure to move rapidly on the upside, and we've talked about that. The jewelry markets, the casual investors, they're not driving these markets the way they have in the past. We've got new hands, stronger hands, and deeper pockets that are in this market. The SPDR Gold Trust, GLD, said its holdings remained at 1,124.99 tons. Remember that India, they look forward to selling, buying or importing 800 tons in a year. We've got this Gold Trust that's sitting here holding 1,124 tons as of March the 25th, which was unchanged from the record that it hit the previous day. Let's go into that a little bit, take a look at what they're dealing with. This is GLD, and you can go up on the New York Stock Exchange ARCA, the ARCA, the New York Stock Exchange ARCA, and see this for yourself. But their net asset value, the GLD, SPDR Gold Trust Exchange Traded Fund, GLD, as of this morning, their net asset value per share was running U.S. 91.31 monies. The total tons in their holdings was 1,124.99 tons. And that is directly in line and right on the money with this article, so at least we had good reporting. The total number of ounces that they're holding is 36,169,705 ounces. The total value of that holding in U.S. funny money, fiat dollars, monies, is $33,593,000,000. $33,593,000,000. Their gold backing per share is running at about 98.289% of a 1/10 ounce. So they're about 98% backed in gold, if this is true, if that's a true statement. Someone would have to go to the warehouse, someone would have to go to England, go into the custodian's vaults and see if they had enough little name tags, GLD, to back that up. But typically the share price, as of the last sale was $91.98. And so what people do is they come into these exchange-traded funds and they're buying shares, gold shares, for $91.98, which supposedly gets them a position on a 1/10 ounce gold coin or 1/10 ounce of gold. And then they can trade them electronically. And as I've said on other broadcasts, it gives them a great advantage because they can take advantage of the highs and the lows, whereas someone that was holding physical possession gold could not. Physical possession gold, the trigger time, the delay is too high. To acquire gold and to put it into your hands, you're going to have to pay high premiums. To sell gold, you're going to have to, go through the process of getting somebody to actually accept it. And unless you're dealing with numismatics or other coins of bullion quality and things, they sometimes use the phrase opinion coins. You may not get as much as you think you're going to get. So they'll buy it back from you at a lower price than they'll sell it to you, and then there's this high premium. In addition to that, you have the postage and the insurance sending it back and forth and all the delays in the time. So you really have a hard time capitalizing on these sudden upward swings of $70, $80, $90. Now just think in your own mind. Just think in your own mind. Take out a pencil and paper and write this down if you want to. Just play with this. Let's say you were holding 36,169,705 ounces of gold, and there was a $35 per ounce swing suddenly upwards in the market. I guess that would add up to a whole lot of money in a hurry, wouldn't it? And then you would have that money to use to pay your operating expenses and put in your line your own pockets. And so if you were coming into the market playing with 36,169,705 ounces of gold, and you were not required to give anybody any money at the end of the day, you could drive the marketplace up way high, then sell down way low, and then go back up high, and then you could bring it back down and hold it. And just by coming into the market, you could so dramatically affect the market that great paper profits could be made daily. And I think that's part of what's going on. And they're not the only player in the ETFs. Go back and look. Go up on Bloomberg.com, www.bloomberg.com, and on the upper banners, there's one of the banners up there on the top, the hot links. click on ETFs and look at the great list of electronically traded funds that are out there. Gold and silver both, plus copper and many others. What's the big difference here between the ETFs and going down to your local gold broker? One of the big differences down there is physical possession. You could lose it all on an ETF, and I think that there's a trigger that's built in there. And I don't want to get myself in trouble with somebody as wealthy as these people, but nevertheless, and I don't want to bring any rain of fire down on the network, but nevertheless, it is possible that this thing set up as they are, if you've gone through and looked at the prospectus as I have, this thing is set up like a central bank. And there are some troubling dates in this central bank as well. So things will, we'll just keep following it and keep tracking it. And the more confident that I get in my hypotheses, the more often I'll bring it out. U.S. jobless, we'll go into that after the break. There are things that we can be doing right where we are. There are things that we can be doing to strengthen our position financially. We talked about that a little bit today. There is lead, there is gold, there's copper, there's silver, there's tobacco, there's herbs. You know, a lot of people overlook the herbs. We had a posting in the website. Cordy put it in there about mullein. Mullein. There are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of herbs, weeds, that grow in wastelands, that grow down along the railroad tracks, that grow up spontaneously in industrial areas and places like that. But they also grow out in the woodlands and in the forests and things. And a lot of that land is private property, so you'd need to start at the door. The greatest mistake people always made on my place when I had a little farm going was that they would help themselves and just walk around and search for ginkgo and bilbo and whatever, without stopping at the door first. If they told me that they were interested in, you know, collecting a few herbs, I probably would have let them go and dig and pick and have a good day. But when I saw them out on my place, without coming to the door first, I'd set loose the hounds and take a rifle and drive them off. So it always starts at the first, at the front door. Be polite. Go up, knock, knock, knock. Hello, I'm so-and-so. I live in town. Can I look for herbs? You can, most likely. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
How to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Thursday, March the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour. We're coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. They're on the web. We're on the web. I'm on the web. VocalLocal.org, OzarksVoter.info, and lots of other places. My name is William Roberts, and always I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you're just joining us in the first hour, we talked all about economy and economic news and the markets and things. We're going to continue along that thread for a few more minutes in this segment of the day's broadcast. Then we're going to turn our attention back to the incredible writings of Milton Friedman and some other things that I think you'll find interesting as well, so that we can wrap our minds around the manipulation that's happening globally. We move into the new economic world order and set up new forms and new systems of doing business globally. Boy, this is something we're going to need to resist with every fiber of our beings. I like to say that redress of grievance is one of the most important criteria for living in a free society. When we have a global system of governance, as opposed to a global government, or a national government, or a state government, or a county government, or a town government, when we go into this GIS, GPS, global governance system, what is a GIS anyway? It's a geographic information system. GPS is global positioning system. They worked together in tandem way back when, early on, when I first started getting involved in electronic drafting. I've been a draftsman all of my life. I'm standing in front of my drafting table right now, which I use as my radio table. Standing at my drafting table, taking away the machine arm drafting machine, and you still have my parallel rule hooked to it. Can't seem to quite part with the old Mayline. Too useful throughout the day, every day seems to be. But I have been a draftsman virtually ever since I was a child, a very young child. My brother-in-laws are both architect planners, and I started out drafting as a very young person. But when I first got involved with AutoCAD and DCA, David C. Arnold's engineering software, when I first started to get involved with using, in those days, what we would consider a high-speed computer, and began learning to draft, I started looking at these screens and I started to think about all of the possibilities of what I could do if I only, you know, had a brain. Wizard of Oz time. If I only had a brain. If I only had a brain and if I only had a heartless heart, all the things that you could do from an engineering standpoint to control the world with this computer and with computer drafting. Of course, I've been aware of three-dimensional coordinate geometry since I was knee-high to an ant. But when you start looking at computerized drafting and you start to realize how powerful multiple layers in AutoCAD can be, that with the ability to do micro dot pixel work, if you could go into the something the size of a pixel, one of those little black marks, if you were go in and create or design your own letterheads and your own typefaces, or you make modifications in typefaces by etching away one pixel at a time the blackness of a letter, if you can go in and work at that level, if you could come in and embed in the size of one pixel information which could pop up and you could zoom in on it, you could put an incredible amount of information on the screen in just one pixel worth. And when you look at something like, let's say, an assessor's map, and you have a 12-digit number that is associated with your real property, the potential is awesome. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll start the second hour.
Say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. A
Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back right here on the second hour of today's Thursday, March the 26th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. And while our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters may have been away for their top of the hour news and station IDs, I just started out briefly in the first 5 minute segment and my mind wandered off onto this idea of GIS, GPS, global governance. You know, generally, it's not talked about very much. Very few people really have a clue. There are some specialists and researchers that understand it fairly well. But as I mentioned, I've been a draftsman ever since I was a child. And if you understand what a GIS is, it's just basically a geographic information system. Way back when, in the 70s, the early 70s, I was working with URS company at the time, and they were one of the world's largest, if not the world's largest, multidisciplinary engineering firm at the time. I was working as a designer there. An engineering tech, if you will, design technician. And so at that time, I didn't have any access really to computer drafting. It hadn't quite come on the scene yet, but we did have a computing department, and one of the things that the words people were doing and dealing with were the development of these GISs. During the Superfund cleanup period, where there was lots of money, federal funding available to various municipalities and states and counties, et cetera, for cleaning up the horrific messes made during World War I, World War II, and before that, it was necessary to go out and find these various hotspots on the planet and map them out and come up with some kind of a catalog of just how bad the problem was, and then develop plans and strategies for either containing it or cleaning it up. And in that process, I came into this understanding of what is GIS, what is a geographic information system. Well, as I stated in the previous segment, when we went into electronic drafting and went off the boards, so to speak, although I never did go away from the board completely. I didn't draft on the computer continuously. It was just one of the things you do for more involved projects. And a lot of the preliminary stuff can be done faster and better by hand, more conceptual, looser, easier. But nevertheless, this idea of multiple layers, you know, we can look at the your computer screen right now and you can see a layer. It's what you see of when you look at it. Of course, when you move your mouse across the screen, it highlights or hot things come up. Well, those could be considered as layers. When you look at the chat room, for instance, there's multiple colors that the various chatters have selected for the text of their chats. And you, in the AutoCAD environment, you can assign different colors to different layers. Now, the way that things start out is that you have the ground, you have the earth, terra firma. And then you have a desire to do something. Let's say you're going to come in and you have a town and you're an engineering company and you're going to become the town's engineer or the city engineer. One of the things you want to do initially is to map the city out. If they don't have monuments in all their intersections, if they don't have all their section township monuments in place and things like that, you can come in and begin putting in key monumentation. That's position locations. And from that, you would put that on one layer. Let's say that would be your underlying map. But, of course, before you can set monuments, you have to do traverses, and you have to run elevation loops and things like that. And so you start developing all these layers on your computer screen. You can just toggle the layers on or toggle the layers off. And you begin to develop your boundary maps. You have all of that there. Then you start to work with the assessor's office, and you bring in all of the parcels, your sections, your townships, your ranges, all of your subdivisions in those sections, and then all of your platted subdivisions and that sort of thing. Locate all of the, then that all goes on another layer. Then you can come in and put in all of your railroads and all of your roads. Those can go on different layers. Then you can come in and put in your airports and your air traffic information. That goes on a layer. Then you can bring in your water, your sewer, your gas, all of that, all the various easements. Those come in on various layers. So it's just like you're developing this stack of information, but it's all electronic. It just goes deeper and deeper and deeper down all the way to the terra firma. And you continue to add information. Child Protective Services can come in and they can go around and they can map all of the sex offenders, or they can map all of the places where they have restraining orders and circles and put all kinds of stuff on like that. Hospital district, school board, school district, everything like that. You just start developing it. Well, this is a GIS. A geographic information system. The GPS used to be considered global positioning system of three-dimensional coordinate geometry. Then when you get into the enhanced 911 system, when you start seeing these cell towers going up all over, you have an E911 address assigned to your property. The cell towers are providing geographic satellite coordination, getting very close, accurate locations, pinpointing three-dimensionally, sometimes down to just a meter or two, of where you might happen to be standing making that 911 phone call. They assign three-dimensional coordinate locationing to your mailbox or your doorstep. Very precise stuff. From 60,000 feet, they can drop a cluster bomb, and if they get the wind just right and the bombardier works perfectly and they don't have some kind of rocketry on it, they might even be able to land it on your living room table. You know, it gets worse and worse the more you know about it, but basically it's a world without borders. The GPS, Global Positioning System, now they're called it geospatial, because there's satellites working with it. That transformed the entire land surveying business when we went to that form of surveying, using GPS receivers as opposed to the old Seattleite, the one-minute mountain guns, K&E, and stuff like that. So there's just been a big change coming. And as I was saying at the end of the last hour, there are things that we can do to wake up our neighbors and let them know about what's happening, but we can also protect ourselves a little bit in all of this by getting seriously busy You know, they say, you know, bullets, beans, and bullion. We can get seriously busy getting set up to have things to barter and trade with. You know, if you can't get into the precious metals market, and mercy, most people can't even get a precious metal, even if they have the money for it these days, without waiting in, or paying a very waiting a long time or paying exorbitantly high premiums. There's lots of other stuff out there. How about welding rod? How about welding gas? Oxygen and acetylene in bottles. If you've got a little extra money, you might buy a few extra bottles of oxygen and acetylene. Keep them out in your shop someplace. Start setting aside welding rods of various kinds. Start setting aside various kinds of steel, just regular steel. Angle iron, multiple sizes, plate steel, very valuable, very useful. Things you can make, you know, repairs with. Steel pipe, steel tubing, steel rod, steel box, you know, square, channel, all of it. Those are things that will be marketable, exchangeable. Things are going to have to be made and things will have to be repaired, especially if you live in a rural area. You don't want to get involved in gold and silver coin. How about 600 gallons of diesel? A couple of diesel tanks on, diesel drums up, or tanks up on stilts out along a fence line someplace. Diesel goes through the roof again, you'll be able to sell your diesel and make a little bit of profit off of it. Lots of things we can do if we just use our minds. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about the jobless rates and other things, continuing this broadcast, and then we'll get into some research.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
I'm green with envy. Carlos, how do you get your fingers to move so fast? Anyway, you know, kind of got sidetracked a little bit. There's a few other things that you could look around for, things that you can get in your possession if you can quickly. A lot of the great generation, if you will, the people that did nothing with the income tax and the Federal Reserve and World War I, World War II, and the GI Bill and all of the things, the Social Security and all the things, Medicare and Medicaid and all the things that basically have enslaved the future generations and debts, they're dying. That whole generation is going away. And their possessions are of exceedingly great value. Even though you can pick them up for a song, we need to be very careful not to allow them to go to the landfills and to go into waste. There are lots and lots and lots and lots of high-quality American-made tools that show up in flea markets and that show up at auctions, estate auctions and things like that. There are hand-powered grinders for making flour and hand-powered grinders for grinding your own ground beef and or making sausage and things like that. There are a lot of very good stainless steel and cast iron cookware and things like that that are just laying out there waiting to come into the right hands, if you will. They're not all plastic crap, cheap Chinese plastic crap. No, instead they're made in the United States with good quality materials, heavy duty, long lasting. You know, electric devices very rarely are ever defective. They might wear out their cord. In the early days, they used cloth-coated cords, and so sometimes a cord would get a little frayed, and then Granny would set aside her waffle iron and get a new one. Not nearly as nice of one, but a new one. But you can put a new rubber cord on that, rubber-insulated cord on that with a new plug, and have a perfectly operative aluminum, you know, and stainless steel, waffle iron, for instance, or anything, you know, old fans, all of that. There are many, many things that you can do if you're industrious and you don't mind whiling away a few hours in your garage with a few basic hand tools. There are many different things that you can acquire, but things like files, crosscut saws, rip saws, the actual timber saws. I've got a one-man, five-foot-long one-man crosscut saw that you can just lay it on the top of a log once you get it sharpened and the teeth set properly, and it'll drop right down through a seasoned log almost as fast as a chainsaw with no smoke, no fumes. Sure, it takes a little bit of energy, but as they used to say, when you're cutting wood, it heats twice, you know. It heats the guy that cuts the wood, and then it heats the house that you burn it in. But there are things that you can make out of that wood, too. And so you can look around out in the woodlots. And again, you go up and knock on the door if you don't own the property and say, hey, I noticed you got this old tree falling over there. You mind if I take a chunk out of that? I've got a handsaw here. I wanted to cut out a piece. I want to make a few mallets for my chisel set. The guy would probably come out there and stand and talk to you while you cut the piece out that you wanted. No problem. Help yourself. Somebody that's got a lot of trees on their land, you know, you can't stay up with the trees that fall down just in the course of a year. So anyway, there's all of that. So now, with that in mind, and understanding that there are things to do for those that aren't whiners and complainers, let's talk about the jobless rate. This is an article off Bloomberg, March 26, by Bob Willis. The number of people collecting U.S. jobless benefits rose to a record of 5.56 million people, indicating more Americans are spending longer periods of time out of work. Initial claims topped 600,000 for an eighth straight time. 8 months. Initial claims, 600,000 or more. Total benefit rolls jumped by 122,000 in the week ended March the 14th from 5.44 million the previous week, the Labor Department said today in Washington. This is March the 26th. Initial jobless applications last week rose 8,000 to 652,000 in line with forecasts. Job cuts are spreading from companies to government agencies, including the U.S. Postal Service and health care providers. Rising unemployment means that it may be harder for the Barry the Usurper administration to save or create the 3.5 million jobs targeted in its recovery plan. Yeah, no doubt, Barry. Here's a quote. The deterioration in the labor market has been swift and large, close quote, said Ryan Sweet, a senior economist at MoodysEconomy.com in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Here's another quote. A double-digit unemployment rate now seems unavoidable. Well, it's going to be unavoidable there, Ryan, when you finally admit that it's much higher than what the Gov's been saying. Here's another one. A Commerce Department report today showed that the economy shrank more than previously estimated in the fourth quarter at 6.3% annual rate. That compares with the median forecast of economists surveyed by Bloomberg News of a 6.6% drop in gross domestic product, GDP. And remember that it's based upon the GDP that your position in the International Monetary Fund is determined. It's a percentage of your gross domestic product, the currencies and gold that you have to put in. Now, of course, we're not putting gold in anymore. But in order to get a seat at the table and in order to get votes in the International Monetary Fund, that gross domestic product figure is very, very important. Whether it's fudged or whether it's real, it's still important. Unemployment rate rose among people eligible for benefits, which tends to track the jobless rate. They rose to 4.2% in the week ended March 14th, the highest level since 1983. 38 states and territories reported an increase in new claims for that same period, while applications decreased in only 15 states. Initial claims reflect weekly firings, and they tend to rise as job growth slows. We could go on and on there. Why bother? I think you get the point. This is one that really ticks me off. This again out of Bloomberg. Robert Schmidt wrote, Geithner to seek power over hedge funds derivatives. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. I'm going to have to come up with a new word for Timmy. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner will ask Congress to bring large hedge funds, private equity firms, and derivatives markets under federal supervision for the first time as part of a revamp of U.S. financial rules. Let me just segue right there. I just got to do this. Went out of my old encyclopedias a long time ago. I got this set of encyclopedias out of a dumpster behind a public library for free just for the asking. This is the Funk and Wagnall Standard Reference Encyclopedia. This set was published back in 1959. And here's an article under Roosevelt, Rothschild, Franklin Delano, 1842 to 1945, died in office. American statesman and 32nd president of the United States, 32nd degree, what, Freemason? Notable in history as the leader of the American people during one of the most critical periods in their history. And also as a political and ideological spokesman of the Coalition of Nations, which defeated the Axis powers in World War II. I'll just spare you all the details. I think all of you know who Franklin Delano Roosevelt is. Here's a particularly telling little section inside of this encyclopedia article. Listen carefully. No president except Lincoln, no president except Lincoln had confronted so critical a situation at the time of his inauguration. Declaring boldly in his inaugural address that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now, that's the one you hear all the time, but you rarely hear this. I've put this out on the air a few times in the last 5 years. Here's the second part of it. And the nation calls for action, and action now. Okay? And the nation calls for action, and action now. Keep this in mind as I read this article from Bloomberg about Geithner. Roosevelt addressed himself to the task of instituting a quote-unquote New Deal for the United States. From Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic, he asked broad executive powers. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Learn
learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, back to this article from Roosevelt. Pay attention on this one. Again, from Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic, that would be Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he asked broad executive powers. Here's the quote, "As great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe," close quote. Congress complied, and there followed a series of presidentially initiated or sponsored enactments collectively designated as the New Deal, and directed toward the achievement of three principal ends: immediate relief of the destitute, economic recovery, and permanent social reform. So let's go back to Timothy Geithner here. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will ask Congress to bring large hedge funds, private equity firms, and derivatives markets under federal supervision, broad, sweeping terms, powers, for the first time. As part of a revamp of U.S. financial rules, the Treasury Chief will present his proposed framework at a House Financial Services Committee hearing in Washington today, March the 26th. Change, more change coming. Under the new so-called rules of the road, the government would get powers, broad, sweeping powers, to seize and wind down any financial company big enough to destabilize the banking system. The Obama administration is counting on public anger over the taxpayer-financed rescues of the American International Group, Inc., also known as AIG. Bear Stearns companies and other firms to help it win approval for the changes. You see, you bring these companies down. They're all insiders anyway. You give them a lot of flack, and then you turn around and you hand them trillions. You give them a bunch of flack and public notoriety. You fan up the fear. Nothing to fear but fear itself. Paralyzing fear, doubt, fear, and worry. Fan up the flames of fear, folks. And that's what we've been seeing in the media. And then we can just simply start to win approval for changes, change, which could be the most sweeping since the 1930s, right back into FDR's time period. Policymakers want to improve the oversight of financial systems now rather than wait until the crisis is over. Crisis management. We've been under a declared state of emergency since Roosevelt. Administration officials said on condition of anonymity. Now, they didn't want to put their hat on that one, did they? Here's another quote. We have a moment now where there is a broad-based will to change things that people did not want to change in the past, Geithner said in a speech in New York. We want to begin the process now of trying to build consensus while people recognize and are feeling so acutely the damage caused by those basic failures in regulation. Well, we're going to get into regulation and some of those failures in a moment. Nevertheless, Geithner plans to work with Congress to hammer out more details and legislation, the official said. It's unclear how quickly any bills could move through Congress, though, because lawmakers are likely to have their own proposals. Here's a little bit more of it. Thoughtful and effective measures to prevent a repeat of the type of unchecked risk-taking that has currently put the system at risk are absolutely essential and must be coordinated globally. Coordinated, said Kirby Daly, the senior strategist and head of capital introductions at the New Edge Group in Hong Kong, as if that should mean anything or give him any credibility. But that's what he said. Experts say. Bloomberg, Reuters, all of them, AAP, MSNBC, all of them, always experts say. So on the strength of Kirby Daly's speech, which he could have made over a coffee and a Danish, we're moving towards the New Deal of the 21st century. The Treasury Secretary will also call for stronger protections against financial fraud for consumers and investors and elimination of the gaps in oversight among regulatory agencies. Stepped up coordination with international counterparts. Details on those plans would be unveiled in coming weeks, the officials said. The people also said Geithner will offer broad outlines and purposefully won't get down to specifics, such as which agency should police credit default swaps. The swaps are a type of derivative that allows the traders to bet on a company's credit worthiness. So once again, they're asking for all of these broad sweeping powers, but they're not providing any details at all. Let's go back and pick up something that we got started on yesterday. This is out of the great economist Milton Friedman, Milton and Rose Friedman's book, Free to Choose. I'm going to say this basically the natural history of government intervention one more time. The International Commerce Commission illustrates what might be called the natural history of government intervention. A real or fancied evil leads to demands to do something about it. You see, this is right up the alley of what we've just read here. A real or fancied evil leads to demands to do something about this problem, the natural history of government intervention. A political coalition forms, consisting of high-minded reformers and equally sincere interested parties. We've got Geithner making rules, and he's part of the problem. He's one of the interested parties. He's one of the insiders. New York Central Bank, et cetera, and all the rest of that rot. The incompatible objectives of the members of the coalition e.g. low prices to consumers, high prices to producers, and so on. They're glossed over by fine rhetoric about the public interest, fair competition, and the like, and we see here it's being glossed over in these broad sweeping frameworks without any details being provided. I mean, this is textbook. They could have used this chapter and this particular paragraph out of Rose and Milton Friedman's book to write this article, and then the legislation that's going to follow with it. This coalition succeeds in getting Congress or a state legislature to pass a law. So here we're going back. He's going to ask Congress to bring large hedge funds, private equity firms, and derivatives markets under federal supervision for the first time as part of a revamp of U.S. financial rules. What do you mean for the first time under, for the first time as part of a revamp of the, well, don't we have the Security Exchange Commission? I think we do. Why aren't they doing something? Maybe if they put down their coffee and donuts and do some work, we'd be able to get something done. But of course, government's not going to solve the problem, are they? Not the way that it's set up today. So the preamble to the law then pays lip service to the rhetoric, and the body of the law grants power to government officials to quote-unquote do something. The high-minded reformers experience a glow of triumph and turn their attention to new causes. The interested parties, in other words, the insiders, they go to work to make sure that the power is used for their benefit. So all of these various broad sweeping powers that are supposed to control these rogue elements like AIG, insurance, Bear Stearns, and the others, all these broad sweeping powers will quickly be taken over and used to the benefit of the very ones that caused the trouble in the first place. This is the natural history of government intervention. They generally succeed in doing that because success breeds its problems, which are then met by broadening the scope of the intervention. Bureaucracy takes its toll so that even the initial interests no longer benefit. In the end, the effects are precisely the opposite of the objectives of the reformers and generally do not even achieve the objectives of the special interests. Yet the activity is so firmly established and so many vested interests are connected with it that the repeal of this initial legislation is nearly inconceivable. Instead, new government legislation is called for to cope with the problems produced by the earlier legislation, and a new cycle begins. It just goes around and around and around and around. Let's jump into another one. A little bit deeper here, a little bit more on this. See if I can find something good right here. We could talk about the Department of Energy. There's lots of different parts. Here we go. Let's talk about the market. Milton Friedman says this. He says, perfection is not of this world. There will always be shoddy products, quacks, and con artists, but on the whole, market competition, when it is permitted to work, protects the consumer better than do the alternative government mechanisms that have been increasingly superimposed on the market. And then, as Adam Smith said in the quotation with which we began this chapter, competition does not protect the consumer because businessmen are more soft-hearted than the bureaucrats, or because they are more altruistic or generous, or even because they are more competent, but only because it is the self-interest of the businessman to serve the consumer. Now, that's not necessarily the case today, but it is always in the best interest or the self-interest of the businessman truly to serve the consumer. But what we're talking about with things like AIG are government-sponsored monopolies. Pick it up on the other side, folks. Stay with us. All right, back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we're back, so we can go into this a little bit deeper. You know, there's so many different parts and pieces in this particular book. If you haven't got a copy of it in your library, it may be something that you want to pick up. I think it was a Book of the Month Club type of a book. I was given this book that was donated to my library by someone. But nevertheless, these books are out there. And the writings by Milton Friedman are starting to appeal to me more and more. He has a common sense thread to it that's just about unshakable. Here, I'm just jumping around. I'll drop to where I was a moment ago and just come into another spot, and then we'll go back there again. But listen to what he says here. He says, ask yourself what products are currently least satisfactory and what have shown the least improvement over time. Postal service, elementary and secondary schooling, railroad passenger transport would surely be high on most lists. Ask yourself which products are the most satisfactory and have improved the most. Household appliances, television, radio sets, hi-fi equipment, computers, and we would add supermarkets and shopping centers would surely come high on that list. The shoddy products are all produced by government or government-regulated industries. The outstanding products are all produced by private enterprise with little or no government involvement. Then he goes on and he talks about public relations and advertising, that public relations campaigns have succeeded so well that we are in the process of turning over to the kind of people who bring us our postal service the far more critical task of producing and distributing energy. In other words, he was looking at the foolishness, basically, of the people following the advertising campaigns that are put out by governments themselves. Dropping into another section here, he says, impressive and tragic, because the automobile industry is now rapidly being converted into a governmentally regulated industry. We can see the developments that hobbled the railroads occurring before our very eyes to automobiles. So this is rather prescient of the day today, where GM and Ford and Chrysler are all on their knees. Here we go. Government intervention in the marketplace is subject to laws of its own, not legislated laws, but scientific laws. It obeys forces and goes in directions that may have little relationship to the intention or the desires of its initiators or supporters. Every act of intervention establishes positions of power. How that power will be used and for what purposes depends far more on the people who are in the best position to get control of that power and what their purposes are than on the aims and objectives of the initial sponsors of the intervention. And so we're starting to look at this intervention by Timothy Geithner and the Congress in the Barry the Usurper administration, and we'll start to see the truth of all of these natural histories of government intervention that we just read about. Though intervention in energy by both state and federal governments is long-standing, there was a quantum jump after the OPEC embargo in 1973 and subsequent quadrupling of the price of crude oil. He goes on and he talks about the International Commerce, or the Interstate Commerce Commission, the ICC. The Civil War was followed. The Civil War, this is the time of Lincoln, the Civil War was followed by an unprecedented expansion of the railroads, symbolized by driving the Golden Spike at Promontory Point, Utah, on May the 10th, 1969. It goes down, da-da-da-da-da-da. The miles of tracks in the United States exceeded that in all the rest of the world. It goes on and talks about it further and gets into the competition. The railroads were the major enterprises of the day, highly visible, highly competitive, linked with Wall Street and the financial East. They were a steady source of stories of financial manipulation and skullduggery in high places. See, things just don't really seem to change. But the outcome of all this was the establishment of the Interstate Commerce Commission in 1887. The commission, here's a quote, "The commission, as its functions have now been limited by the courts, or can be made of great use to the railroads. It satisfies the popular clamor for a government supervision of railroads, at the same time that the supervision is almost entirely nominal. Further, the older such a commission gets to be, the more inclined it will be to be found to take the business and the railroad view of things. It thus becomes a sort of barrier between the railroad corporations and the people, and a sort of protection against hasty and crude legislation hostile to the railroad's interests. The part of wisdom is not to destroy the commission, but to utilize it." And that was written by a railroad tycoon, Charles Perkins. He knew what was coming down the pike. He could see how this International Commerce Commission would be taken over by the railroad industry to serve their own purposes. And can you imagine what kind of downside potential, what kind of risk potential there would be in Timothy Geithner, an inside trader with the banking community, asking Congress to bring large hedge funds, private equity firms, and derivatives markets under federal supervision for the first time? These broad sweeping powers that echo the words of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. You understand the trouble that we might be in here, folks? We're at the there's so much more to this article, and there's no time to get into it. But watch what's happening today. Watch as this charade unfolds around us here. The manipulators are the inside traders. They're inside the game. The House is starting to create a new magnet for their roulette wheel. They're starting to solidify or consolidate their positions inside of this banking, this international banking community. And it's not just going to impact the United States of America. Oh, no, no, not at all. Gordon Brown and Geithner and the rest of them meeting on the 2nd of April, April the 2nd, the day after April Fool's Day. I guess April Fool's Day would be... I won't go there. Never mind. Never mind. The 2nd, April the 2nd is when they're going to meet. And these guys are going to be trying to hammer out some kind of a broad framework for a new global economic structure. I wonder if we'll get any actual news. I wonder if anybody like Joan Vian will be a bug in the wall and attending and then can report back to us. I don't know. Anybody near the Canary Wharf at the XL Conference Center, anybody that can get to that, would you like to hear a report back from there that's different from what might be released by the controlled media. But anyhow, there are lots of things that are coming down the pike. They're coming on us, and they're coming at us. Yeah, we could talk about NAIS here. We could wring our handkerchiefs about Codex Alimentarius and all those very important things. But these are all these various and sundry symptoms. I see a tandem. I see a Siamese twin between the established two-party political system Socialist Party A, Socialist Party B, the obverse and the reverse of the same coin, the established two-party political system that stands as a barrier between we the people and our system of government. They stand as a barrier between us and them. They're the intermediaries. They're the brokers, if you will. They're the con men in Congress. But they stand as a barrier between us. They divide the nation foolishly on this specious idea of left and right, liberal and conservative, as if there was anything liberal about the liberals and anything conservative about the conservatives. What in the name of God would they be conserving at this time? The corruption that we've had for the last 200 years? I don't know. And what is liberal about the liberal thinking that brings us further and further and further into communism? Liberal, radical liberalism, philosophical radicalism. What was philosophically radical when this country was founded was freedom, not tyranny. Was liberty, not constraint. So it's difficult to say who is the Tory and who is the Whig these days. Nevertheless, much is changing. There are things we can do. There are things that we can do positively right where we are, as I've been saying over and over again. But if we can understand rightly this established two-party political system as being the great beast, you know, Timothy Geithner is not going to ask his grandpa for all of this broad sweeping legislation. He's going to ask Congress. And if Congress had the political will, and of course he says in his little article here, this article, we have a moment now where there is broad-based will to change things. Well, if there was a broad-based will, if there was the political will in Congress, which I've been saying for months, and their speechwriters are taking all of my lines and putting them in their own, I think. But if there was political will in Congress, we could end the Fed today. But there is no political. That political will does not exist. These people are not representatives of the people. They represent their parties. And their parties are funded, financed, and facilitated by these various moneyed interests and pressure groups. And until we change that cycle, there will be no change. The real change, if we were going to have change in this century, would be to send them all on vacation. We could have a rump parliament. We'd just send their butts home. And we'd see them again in a couple of years. And I'll see you again tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and thank you for listening.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
whole range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.